Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, it is that time of the weekend. Gav is online to have a chat about what's happening down there at Lee Rowan's Garden World, and he joins us on the line here this afternoon. G'day, Gav.
I most certainly do. Hello, how are you?
Not too bad, mate. Not a bad day outside today. Nice sunshine and all that sort of stuff.
It's lovely, and it's not too hot. There's a nice breeze in the air. And, yes, it's lovely. It's been a lovely week.
Yes, I was listening to our weather report, actually, on the station a little while ago, and Elle says it's going to be breezy tomorrow. Breezy. So you guys down there, you don't like it being too breezy, do you?
Yeah. I'm happy with a nice breeze. I just don't want a gale.
No. A gale is out of the question, isn't it?
A gale is out of the question. I don't like gales, but a breeze is quite nice.
Now, as we know, we're getting closer to Christmas and the holiday period, and it really is a great time for our listeners to get themselves ready for the holiday period and also get their garden ready as well, Gav.
It is, because everybody thinks about holidays at this time of year for the next, say, a month or so, and there are things you can do in the garden to prepare it ready. For example, just the last few weeks, we've had a terrible amount of people coming in. Well, not terrible, we've had a great deal of people coming into the nursery with a lot of yellow plants. You know, a lot of plants are suffering this year because it was so wet through winter.
Yep.
and the greater part of spring, that a lot of any fertilizer that people have put in has either washed away or been diluted so much it's not really doing anything anymore. And the one thing you can do to pump your garden along through summer, and the lawn for that matter, is to give it a bit of a feed. It can never hurt putting a bit of feed on. As long as you don't go overboard with the amounts, you can use a food on a plant almost monthly just to keep it pumping along. And summer is the one time of year that's a really good idea. Keeps them growing all through the warm weather, gets you size, gets you shape, and often gets you flowers as well. So that's one thing I really have noticed. Now, the other end to that is, of course, it's the perfect time before you go away is to give everything a light trim over.
Mm.
So the more you do that, the more it keeps its shape through that growing period through summer. So you don't tend to go away for a week's holiday and come back and everything's gone manic and berserk and growing out everywhere. You know, that's one thing you can get in early, give them a light trim as well as a light feed, and get them looking really good the whole of the summer period.
Okay. Now, when you're talking about the feeding stuff, you know, at least every month or whatever, what would you suggest? What sort of feed would you suggest feeding in your garden?
Well, I love natural things, so I love things that are in granular form or in pellet form, like Organic Booster, which is like a chicken pellet. Or something like, the one I like the most is a product they've got out now called 5-in-1, which is all different manures, all pelletized, and you just throw that over the garden. So you could throw that over now, and that would get you right through till about March next year.
Yeah.
Really, really good. In the liquid versions, if you had a flower garden or a veggie garden, I love things like Power Feed or anything with a seaweed fertilizer. Now, for those people that don't want the smell, or they might have a dog that runs around and picks up all these pellets, there is a very good product that we tend to use in the nursery here called Garden Gold. Now, Garden Gold is literally in a shaker bottle that you can then just shake over the top of the pots and over the top of the garden. It's a very fine granular fertilizer that's also got water crystals with it, so that on top of being a good feed that isn't organic, so it doesn't have a smell or anything, it also has water crystals to keep everything moist through the summer, which is also a good idea if the weather happens to change. Now, they do tell me that might happen after Christmas when things break down with this El Nino.
Yeah.
It may get a little bit hot and a little bit drier through January and February. So those sort of things will definitely help. You know, I love the idea of water crystals in potting mixes. Mm. You can buy, you know, water crystals in little containers that you can sprinkle in with your plants if you happen to be going away on holidays. And that way, when you do give them a good soak before you go, those water crystals swell up like jelly and water your plants while you're not there. The other product that's really good, since we're on that sort of run, is a product called Wetter Soil. Now, Wetter Soil is one of those things that it's a liquid. It's like a soapy liquid that you mix with water in a watering can and water that over the gardens so that they don't get what's known as hydrophobic. Now, right. Hydrophobic for most people is where you'll see people put water on sand at the beach and it just sits there on the top and doesn't sink in.
Okay. Can I also ask you, this is something that I've always wondered, particularly for my garden at home. Is it a good idea now and again to turn your soil over now and again?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. As long as it's not around things, for example, like natives. Natives don't like their roots to be disturbed. So they're the one type of plant that you would definitely not dig around. In their case, you would just put a good mulch over the garden.
Mm.
And, of course, that brings me to mulches because, of course, the one time of year you should always have a good depth of mulch on the garden is through summer, so that if we get a good lot of rain and then we go another week without anything, that moisture is trapped where the roots want it and doesn't just get blown dry again in the meantime. So that is always a good idea. That's one of my tips for summer too, is make sure no matter what type of mulch you use,
yes.
And you know, you can use pine bark, you can use wood chip, you can use sugar cane, all those different mulches, get a good depth of mulch over the top, especially if you're going to be away for a couple of weeks.
Mm.
Make sure that that garden's well mulched to trap any moisture that happens to fall for free out of the air.
Okay. And just before we do go, I think watering obviously is a very important part of your garden as well. And I know we've had a lot of rain just recently. But what happens in the dry times, though? How often should we sort of be watering our gardens?
A really good soak twice a week.
Right, okay.
Now, so that's so twice, a really twice a good week. Idea.
Yeah.
Preferably not between, say, 10 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just, if it's a really hot day, that just defeats the purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most of it evaporates.
Yes.
But then saying that, you want to pick that period after 4 o'clock before it gets too dark, because what you don't want to do is create what I call the wet bathroom effect and have everything watered late at night and have it sitting wet all night till the next morning, because, of course, just like a bathroom, that creates mold and fungus, and that's something you don't want to encourage either.
Okay.
Now, the last thing I'd like to say, if I can,
sure.
is that the one thing that people like is a bit of colour around the garden.
Yeah.
And the nurseries at this time of year will have bountiful supplies of what they class as potted colour, which is little small flowering annuals that somebody's grown into flowering, like petunias, marigolds, begonias, just for those little dull spots that somebody might want just a pop of colour if they're going to have a function or Christmas Day or Boxing Day at their house and they want a bit of colour. You can use this potted colour just to spruce it up for that period to make it look nice and colourful.
Sounds fantastic. All right, Gav, well, thank you for all those wonderful tips for our listeners who are heading into the Christmas and New Year seasons and holiday seasons as well. And as we know, Gav, a lot of people do actually go away for maybe a week or two. So some wonderful tips there, particularly on the mulching, to make sure you keep the moisture in there and turning your soil over. Make sure you water every at least two times every week if it is dry conditions as well.
Whilst you're home.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. And I guess, too, the other thing is if you have some wonderful neighbours out there, Gav, they can kind of come over and water your garden if you're away for an extended amount of time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, where can we get some more information and more tips? Obviously, we can come down to the nursery down at Lee Rowan's.
Most certainly. Here at 381 Hillsborough Road, which is the bottom end of Hillsborough Road at the Warners Bay end, and also just off the freeway at Arimba, that perfect halfway mark between Newcastle and Sydney,
yep,
for a nice stop in and a nice coffee and a wander around.
Sounds great. And, of course, you guys have a website as well that we can have our listeners check that out too.
Well, absolutely.
Awesome. All right, mate, good to talk to you, Gavin. Thank you again for all those wonderful tips as we prepare for our Christmas and holiday period and get our preparation ready for our garden for a very festive time of the year and all that sort of stuff. And it's always important, that you do the right thing by making sure that if you're going away that you have your plans in place. And we'll have a chat at the same time next week, Gav.
Absolutely, I shall be looking forward to it.
And thanks for that. There he is, good man, and he certainly knows what he's talking about. So there's a few tips for all our listeners to take in as far as your garden is concerned. If you're thinking about maybe going away over the Christmas and New Year period, over the holiday period, which no doubt a lot of people are, that's one way you can certainly make sure that your garden will stay in tip-top condition whilst you're away.